Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Johnny Woodard Presents Broken Sim, starring Johnny Woodard and his trusty sidekick, Sam Tripoli. Johnny, thank you for letting me be on your show. How are you?
I'm okay, man. I remember that's what one time Sam was talking about, maybe not doing punch drunk sports anymore. He wanted to be the executive producer of and it was just going to be Sam Tripoli Presents Punch Drunk Sports. And Sam, he wasn't going to be on the show.
So. Oh, the games we play. Mind games.
That was so funny. I'll never forget that.
So, guys, if you want to see me live, I'm going to be in Alaska in 2 weeks.
How many days are you there?
Like, I'm only there for 2 days. I get in, bang, get out.
Are you going to try to see some Alaska?
Always, dude. Always. I love it. I mean, it's very weird when I tour because I basically get paid to go and do nothing. Like,
most of the time you're there, there's nothing to do, right?
Well, no. I purposely don't want to do anything. But now I'm starting to shoot this stuff. So we go out and we try to find a conspiracy or something like that.
Are you finding that it's making your experience more enjoyable, kind of getting out like that?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, I'm always pushing I'm redlining everything in my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, I also enjoy doing nothing, even though it's very hard for me to do that. I feel like, I should be doing something, right? All the time. I'm like, what can I be doing? It's like, how about nothing? Like, sleeping at 8:30 in the morning is sleeping into me. I used to do coke all the time.
How much sleep do you get?
Listen, dude, if I don't get to bed by 11, I'm screwed the next day.
So you try to get like 8 or 9.
Because it's just like red line.
I get it. Need at least 8 to feel okay.
And to be funny, it's like, and people have been like, Sam, you're slurring your words. And I listened to like a piece of this Conspiracy Social Club, which you can listen for free. Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can hear early episodes of Conspiracy Social Club. There's a couple times where the words always come out of my mouth. And I'm like, I'm getting really tired.
Yeah. I think it's also, I've noticed with you, you get ahead of your words. You know what I mean? Like, your brain gets ahead of your words. So you kind of give up on words that were earlier in the sentence to finish the sentence. You know what I mean? And I think you might be confusing that, or people might be confusing that.
Is there a term for that? Is it called retarded?
Yeah, I think it might be, actually. That's the medical term, yeah.
Sir, Mrs.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I want to.
Hold on. Okay, we gotta do this. Okay, you're you, and I'll be the doctor. Okay.
No, I'm
the doctor.
I'm my mom, and you're talking to her about what you just found out about me. But Johnny, you have to do the dramatic. Take your glasses off.
Okay. I won't be able to see shit without them. Okay.
Doctor, have you gotten the results of the test of my son's cognitive abilities?
Miss Tripoli, you're gonna want to have a seat.
What?
Okay.
What the? What's going on? My son, is he okay?
Your son's... Well, okay is an interesting word. Did you?
Okay.
Your son is physically quite healthy. We examined him. Other than a slightly below average size
that's
penis.
Good. Oh, hey, what?
He's healthy.
Well, his dad. His dad probably wasn't that hungry either.
Yeah, probably. but...
But? There's a but?
Yeah, we, after some extensive tests, we found out your son is he's a retard.
Johnny, was great.
Why are you laughing at this? This is a tragedy for your family.
I just won $50.
Your mom is betting against your dad.
I do it. So sometimes I push it, but it's all fun. So that's really where I'm at. I'm having a great time doing it, so I don't want to, hey, man, slow down. No, it's fun. It just occasionally I have to take a break. So that was it. So the point of that whole thing is, like, when I go on the road, I like to do nothing. Alaska's great because it's like libertarian country. Like, they would have no laws if they could outside of don't murder.
Yeah. And God bless them, I say.
Do you know they have a Bermuda Triangle up there? Like,
really?
Where people just go disappear. They just disappear.
I mean, I'm not surprised. You know what? It's probably like the mountains or where the grizzly bears are.
Yeah, somewhere up there. But planes just disappear.
Oh, planes. Okay.
Like politicians, not just American politicians that like they want to get rid of, but like foreign politicians, like supposedly like some full of Japanese dudes just disappeared.
Japanese dudes, a whole plane of Japanese. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is from discovery.com. Thousands of people have mysteriously disappeared in Alaska's Bermuda Triangle. This tract of wilderness this is a typo in this Discovery article. This tract of wilderness is it far more deadly than its tropical cousin supposed to be is. You've probably heard legends about planes and ships mysteriously disappearing in the Bermuda Triangle. But those legends don't come close to very real, very serious disappearance. Who wrote this? Fuck, Discovery wrote this?
Johnny, so Discovery isn't paying well lately.
Obviously not. Disappearances have plagued Alaska for decades.
Johnny, nobody reads this far into the article, by the way.
When I worked in a newspaper, they had stats on, we could see how far people got down in the stories. People don't read shit, dude.
Yeah.
People read like the first sentence.
Paragraph, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, honestly, you wrote a story and you would be lucky if 5% of the people got all the way to the end who clicked the link. Not just people reading the headlines, clicked the link and got there.
People send out phony stories all the time going, you know, is this the deadliest virus ever? Yeah. First paragraph, and then at the end, it's like, we know you're not reading the rest of this article, so we're just going to say blah, 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 blah.
It's like that story that was about how the headline is California bans travel to Florida. And you think, like, what? Huh? How's that even? But you realize it's the government paid travel is what they're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Which is still ridiculous.
But that, like,
but
I
know,
you read
the way they, I know you did, that's what I'm thinking about. But the way they write the headline, though, is to make you think.
Elicit a response.
That everybody in the fucking planet is banned travel.
Like, I can't go on, like, Travelocity and be like, go to Florida. Like, boop, boop.
Exactly.
You are violating policy. Boop, boop, boop.
How would they even check that? I wonder.
Like, I couldn't fly to Georgia and just walk into Florida?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. No, you can't. We'll come find you.
So the point is,
the governor will show up and get you.
A bunch of Japanese dudes out of China went there and just flew to Alaska. They were never seen again.
Yeah, it says, U.S. House Majority Leader Hale Boggs' airplane vanished somewhere between Anchorage and Juneau in 72. The disappearance triggered one of the country's largest ever search and rescue operations. 40 military aircraft, 50 civilian planes, and 39 days of searching. They found nada. And then Congress passed a law mandating the installation of emergency locator transmitters in all U.S. civilian aircraft after that. So there you go.
Oh, anyway, thank you. Thank you, Japanese guys. Johnny, I did a fun gig over the weekend.
And check out the shirt, bsmerch.com.
Look at that, dude. Johnny, look at that. What were some of the other stuff we were talking about?
We have You as the Pope. We have Peach on the Pavement. We have...
hey, can we also do...
I have
do,
an Atrocities one that's going up. I have the Broken one also that's going to go up.
The Broken should move. Atrocities are great.
There's another one.
We should also, Johnny, I will give $100... to anybody who develops a t-shirt design that we like and use.
Yeah, there you go. Check it out.
$100, make it hollow.
There was one that we got that sold out or something.
Out of a shirt?
No, not sold out. It, like, they didn't have the material, you know, the color or whatever. I can't remember.
Peach on the Pavement.
This is
John.
Nobody likes this one, but this one's my favorite.
Which one? Nobody likes it?
Dude, they're plants. Without them, we have no oxygen. It's just you, like the Einstein sort of.
I love
you know,
how you found in my headshot from 1800
well, it's,
years
it's
ago.
Because I needed one that was like in black and white and had some certain qualities.
Look at me,
to
dude. I used to bang so much puss back then. I was a puss banger.
You were working those sideburns, huh?
Yeah.
You kind of like Elvis. Did you ever do Elvis impersonation?
No, I never, even though I lived in Vegas.
Did you hear that a lot, though, that you kind of had Elvis?
No,
like,
nobody.
Interesting.
Nobody
you had the
ever
hair,
said
for
that
sure.
to me. Nobody ever.
Really?
I mean, dude.
We did sell some of these.
Who's creepier, dude? Who's creepier? Let's power rank creepy.
Okay.
Let's power rank creepy. Okay.
When we used to do these power rankings, I would be like, oh, because it was a lot of work for me in editing now that I don't do all that editing shit anymore.
Johnny's gotten lazy on his own show.
No, it's not that Johnny's gotten lazy. It's that advertisers and people like Sam were like, dude, we got to turn this thing around fast. Come on now. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll... And you specifically said, dude, we don't need to do all the editing.
Apparently, I'm the head editor in a 1950s newspaper. Yeah. Gosh darn it! We got to get the newspaper to news out to the people. Power Ranker, who is creepier?
Go on.
Elvis impersonators?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson impersonators?
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe impersonators?
Now, you see, instinctively, I want to say Michael Jackson impersonators, but I can't think of many, and I can think of some Marilyn Monroe impersonators, and I remember them all being incredibly creepy. Yeah. Elvis is down there. You know, it can be your garden variety redneck. It can be, I mean, and I say that with
I would
love.
Prefer that they, well, who do you like more, Fat Elvis or Thin Elvis?
I prefer the music of Thin Elvis, but as a character and a personality, obviously, I prefer Fat Elvis.
Who? What life would you rather live? Thin Elvis?
Well, Thin Elvis is young and still has life to live. Fat Elvis dies on a fucking toilet.
Yeah, so, but yeah. He parties hard. He visits the White House with a gun.
I think young Elvis partied hard, too. That's why he got fat and died on a toilet.
Yeah, but like he had a lot of pressure on him at that point. Fat Elvis is just like living his life.
Yeah, that's true. At the Hollywood Hilton, I mean, the Vegas Hilton. Just
right, just getting his own floor.
Yeah.
Just getting weird, walking around, doing karate.
He really, that's what happens. That's the ultimate example of a life where nobody tells you no. There's no pruning of your ideas, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, sure, Elvis. Yeah. Yeah, let's.
You have too many yes men?
Let's get a tiger. Yeah, sure, let's do that.
That is literally the only thing he didn't do was get a tiger. But I think
I thought he had like weird wild animals and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've done observations of human beings before, right? And white tiger is probably number one clue that a black person's lost it. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Jason has a joke about that too, where he talks about how if you get a tiger, you're like a month away from bankruptcy.
Yeah, just going nuts.
Yeah.
There's nobody. Even like there was some NFL player that like got like a low first round draft pick, and it's like he's already buying white tigers. It's like you didn't make that money yet.
Bad idea.
You didn't make that money yet.
No, I don't even know what kind of money you have to make to buy. I mean, really, that's because it's just a pain. You got to hire somebody to take care of it because you're not taking care of it.
Yeah, and apparently you got to smoke a lot of meth and have gay sex too. Like if you get a white tiger, you're going to smoke meth and bang dudes.
By the way,
hard.
When is the sequel to that show coming out? Because I need it.
Yeah, I mean, like, isn't he, like, working on getting, like, dude, the guy's, like, doing so much, like, from prison. And, like, he's probably loving it in there, right?
He's more productive than I am, and he's in prison.
Now. Yeah, right? And, like, didn't his boyfriend, like, get his teeth fixed and now looks normal?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Looks like a totally different person?
Oh, he did. Wow. Check this out, dude. They look much better. Check that out.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. Good when you is he still gay though? That's is he still gay? That's the question.
That's
my favorite line. And this is what destroys everybody.
Go on.
Tiger King star, right? Like you were just doing meth and having gay sex. It's like almost what they call everybody a porn star. You're like, not everybody is a porn star. No. Some people just have sex on camera.
It's like supermodel. Howard Stern used to get in these long arguments over who was a supermodel.
And how about Instagram models? Like everybody can be, there's no rules.
There's no bar for
that is
man.
A union everybody's welcome into.
There's no bar for that.
Right? So, yeah. Guys, I want to tell you about our good friends at Blue Chew. That's right. Blue Chew. That's right. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. But in a chewable tablet at a fraction of the cost, okay? Anytime, all the time, when the opportunity arises, Blue Chew comes. It's like Batman. Throw up the bat signal. Bam! You got bat boners all over the place, okay? The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, bang, pow, pang. Sometimes I want to interview that guy.
Yeah.
There's the face of Blue Chew. Sure, like, dude, how's your boners, bro? Magically. Okay. You go to bluechew.com. You consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, bang, you get your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting lines. Blue Chew tablets are made in USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. Okay. It's just that simple. So here's what we want you to do, man. All right. If you could benefit from a little extra help when it comes time to perform, Blue Chew can help.
And we've got a special deal just for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BROKENSIM, one word, at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code BROKENSIM to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
I was in the Valley doing stand-up over the weekend.
Okay.
I was in at a place called the Rabbit Hole in Canoga Park.
And I saw the photo. Let me get the photo up while you talk about it.
One thing is, like, Canoga Park is like the one part of the Valley nobody ever talks about.
Yeah, you don't hear about it much. You're right.
And this guy's like, I call it the armpit of America. And Modesto's like, hold my beer, right? I mean, like, this is the whole thing. Like, every city thinks they are the Mecca of meth and the armpit of America. Like, everybody. And by the way, I sniff armpits. I'm offended by that label. Do you ever just sniff armpits?
Hell no. But Sam,
Johnny,
to be clear, Sam is not lying. This was one of the biggest culture shocks of being around him when I first came out here. We would go to, like, club. You know, I remember the first time I really vividly remember where we were at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, and you just walked up to the waitress like, "Oh yeah, can I smell your armpit?"
I do. It makes me feel like I'm doing Gackers.
What the fuck is he doing? Now, after Me Too kind of popped off, did you change your
outlook? No, I still do it more.
You just know who's safe, like a safe person you can ask?
I mean, like, yeah, I only hang out with cool chicks who get it.
Okay.
Let me sniff your armpit.
Yeah, but... Well,
and then they're always like, I think it's gross. I'm like, that's what
happens,
I want.
Right? You get famous, and then everybody whose armpit you sniff...
Well, I hope I get Me Too'd about armpits, and then chicks will start sending me, being like, hey, if you want to sniff my armpit, I'll be like, let me get in there. Let me get in there. So, I mean, you already brought Me Too, which makes me want to get into Trevor Bauer, but I want to finish. Should I go Trevor Bauer? Should I go into... No, because that leads into Bill Cosby.
Talk about the rabbit hole.
Okay, so I do rabbit hole. Did you find the picture?
Yeah, I got it right here. Hold on.
So here's this club. It is called the Rabbit Hole, and it is in Canoga Park. And, like, I always ask, like, I go around, like, what is Canoga Park known for? Nothing. It's not known for anything. But what it looks like is literally every building in Canoga Park looks like it was a scene from a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's like, it's gritty, brown, and shady. Like,
it looks like, I can tell you what it's going to be known for. It's going to be known for the performer who fell off the stage and broke their fucking neck. What is that up there? What is that?
That is a little crazy.
Like, if you lost, you know, you can, like, you know, just looking out maybe and just kind of lose your
But that's exactly, I mean, you get the vibe there. It is straight. It's Alice in Wonderland meets The Matrix.
Which, that looks cool. But the state, is there anything in front of you to keep you?
Yeah, like, there's bars.
Oh, okay. So
you just can't see it.
Okay. So you couldn't fall off, like, by walking.
I mean,
forward.
You could fall off. I was, like, leaning over. I'm like, I could easily flip over and, like, kill people.
Okay.
But, so we go there and.
That's wild.
And it's, you know.
How is it to do comedy in that room like that?
It's like, well, Johnny, it's like, it's interesting. It's a fun room. It's different. So, like, because it's different, you have more leeway to fuck around.
It's a comedy show. It was a Sam Tripoli comedy show though, right?
No, it was something called Red Pill Comedy, which it's only that name because of what the bar is. Josh Anna Myers was performing, my good friend, who was like, who I love with all my heart. I love him, but I know he's, like, marching this BLM march out on Melrose that burned down, like, all Melrose, except for where, you know, a couple of our friends were, right?
Dude, my whole neighborhood was on fire.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah. So, and Josh was crushing, by the way, which is like, oh. You know, it's like, it's an old, I think Rodney Dangerfield used to say, like, hey, do well, but not that well.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
So he goes up there. Anyways, so I'm there, and, you know, wherever Tinfoil Hat is or I am, you'll find Mexicans. A lot of Mexicans there.
And Mushroom Santa Claus sometimes.
No, I was really amazed. Mushrooms, no, but no mushroom showed up. Usually there's a mushroom person shows up. No mushrooms were there. And so I'm doing my show, right? As I'm waiting to get in, this woman who was easily in her 40s, easily, had the biggest set of fake tits I've ever seen in my life.
Right on. Okay, tell
me
more.
They were huge.
Let's hear about more.
Here, let me see if I can send it to you. Yes. I have a picture of this giant you could show. Yeah. So anyways, this chick comes in. She's hanging out. She's talking to me and everybody outside. The green room is just an exit out the back door. And that's where all the comics are hanging out. But none of the comics gotten there yet. So I'm standing out front and I'm talking to some people. Everyone's coming up, taking pictures. Hey, how's it going? You know, Johnny, I've talked about this before. It's like I'm in a weird place because, you know, even though tinfoil hat's been, you know, it's been around for 5 or 6 years, which isn't new, but also not as long as like Punch Drunk or the Joe Rogan Experience or anything like that. So it's kind of in that kind of middle age, right? But being like having a following is somewhat new to me, right?
Yeah.
So I'm used to having like 3 fans in the world. So if a fan came up, I would talk to them for an hour.
Yeah, and get to know their name personally.
Right. Just, like, you know, it's like, oh, tell me about your children.
Pals. Yeah.
Right. But then now it's like I have a lot more fans, but I still want to sit there and talk to everybody forever. And when I don't, I feel really guilty about it. Like I'll be doing t-shirts after a show and there'll be like a forever line. And I'm like, if I sit here and talk to everybody, it's going to be 3 days.
That's cool though, right?
It's a great feeling, but I feel bad. I can't spend an eternity with each one of them. I just feel really bad about it. So anyway, so I'm talking to anyone. This woman comes up. She's in her mid-40s, if not older. Just this big, super rack, right? Just big, I mean, super rack. And you know they're fake because her ass is flat. It's back to crack. That's it. Back to crack, right? And there's nothing wrong with that because I'm just back to crack. I mean, Johnny, look at this. Dude.
Yeah. I've noticed. Sam has no ass.
I have no ass.
The complete opposite of me.
I'm fasting and I'm only losing weight in my ass. I'm not losing weight anywhere else. My tits are still rocking. My gut's huge. And apparently my local celebrity shirt has shrunk because it made me look like I'm super fat in this one video I did out of Bakersfield. And everyone's like, dude, you look fat. I'm like, I know I look fat. It's like, you don't have to tell me that. You think I don't see it? But it's like, I don't feel like I'm that fat.
That's to do with aging too, right?
Johnny, do I look like, compared to how I used to be, fat? Do I look fat?
You look exactly the same to me, yeah.
I feel like I lost
There was one time where you got pretty thin, actually, because I was looking at old photos the other day. And that was like maybe 2018 or something like that.
Oh, I miss those days.
I'm
going to go run tonight.
I don't
Thank
know
you,
how
Johnny.
Mentally healthy you were around that time.
Are you trying to say I might have been on drugs? Johnny!
I thought I wasn't.
It's okay, Johnny. I have to own my past. Okay? We're only as sick as our secrets. But anyway.
All of those little catchphrases they have, that's the best. Like, that's so true, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean for so sure. True. I mean, like, I have friends of mine that I think died from, you know, drugs and alcohol that I don't think could come to grips with who they really were. And they were just killing themselves trying to hide their secrets.
And, dude, one thing I've been fucking dealing with, like, reflux and, like, stomach shit.
Johnny, come out of the closet.
But
that's what
all,
I'm trying to say.
Dude, your mind, like, anxiety, it's amazing the power it has over your body.
100%.
I mean, it can do all kinds of shit. It can manifest all kinds of symptoms just from anxiety. And
well, it's like future tripping, resentment. Like, I can't tell you how many times I played scenarios out in my head, and I was just like, this, and then it doesn't happen. I'm like, all that worry for nothing.
Well, I have that with like, health stuff. Like, I'm
yeah, you're
a
very nervous.
I'm
Johnny.
A hypochondriac. Yeah, and
how's that when you make love to your girlfriend that nobody's ever met
before?
Well,
that doesn't bother me, like, with like, germs that much. Some things, I have little things. But, yeah, dude, it's, like, the other day, I was sitting in the shower, and I had like a weird sort of cough and a little bit of pain in my chest.
Yeah, and I have AIDS.
Well, no. I was thinking, okay, 2 years ago, I was putting in a light in my apartment and some shit fell out of the ceiling and it looked like asbestos. Now, I asked my apartment manager if it was asbestos. They said it was fiberglass. But I'm thinking now, do I need to go back in the apartment and get it tested? Do I have mesothelioma? I spent 30 minutes looking up the symptoms of mesothelioma.
Hold on. In your head, you said the words
mesothelioma. Yeah.
You said that in your head?
Yeah.
Your voice in your head is much different than the voice in my head.
Well, you
the voice in my head is like, do it! Do it!
You've never seen those like, do you or someone you love have mesothelioma?
I have seen that. Yeah, but well, I just changed the channel.
But yeah, dude, that happens to me all the time.
So, man. Johnny, you're always like, I don't know. I'm always like, what's the worst that could happen? And I just juggernaut head first in the
shit. And I don't want to be like that. It's torture, honestly. It's like, I mean, so much of my life is just...
You have to train your brain, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm working on it, dude. I'm working on meditating more. And
I like that. And you and your fake girlfriend doing that?
No, she doesn't really. She doesn't have time.
She doesn't care?
She's a lot healthier. Believe me, she's like... She's just a normal person for the most part.
So, Johnny, I do this. This woman's there. She's like got the biggest rack, okay.
Did
right?
Did you send me that?
Yeah. Yeah. She's got the biggest rack. But don't put this picture up yet because can you put it up so we can just see her, not what's going on, because it's part of the story.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Just keep talking.
So anyways, I do a show and, you know, any chick with that big of fake tits loves to be the center of attention, right? And she is the definition of what we call a wild woman.
Okay, sounds nice.
There are women out there that are so wild, they will break you.
One.
That is her, right? She is a wild woman. She's pacing up and down the show. At first she's asking me about like vaccines and stuff like that. And then she goes into the show. She's sitting there, and she's just pounding drinks, right? Getting loaded. And she's at that age where it's like, you know, she's still hot, but it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a woman who's a little older. Like, the thing you learn about women and vagina, you're always in the game, right? You're always, a vagina will always get you in the game. It doesn't matter what age you are, there is someone that will hit it.
With somebody. Yeah.
Right? There's somebody that has a granny fetish. And not that she's a granny, but she's definitely older. And so she's marching up and down. Of course,
You want this picture?
Yeah. Look at that. Go a little bit. She, like, what I could tell you is she looks haunted, right? She looks haunted. Again, I'm into haunted chick.
The lighting in this, too, is just so dramatic. The lighting.
Well, because we'll get into it because it got pretty dramatic. But look at those fat cans.
Yeah.
Like, just big, fat cans.
And the cross just kind of hanging there.
And here's the thing, dude. At some point after this, she's showing us her cans. And even though you know they're fake...
Wait, what do you mean? What do you think?
She showed her.
Oh, she showed like what?
Her tits.
After or while you're on stage?
Okay. Well, no.
Well, she brought it up. Okay.
I told a part to her. Like, so. Okay. Anyways, I'm doing the show. She's running back and forth, and I go, "Come on, those aren't real tits." She goes, "They're real tits."
I don't
really
understand what you mean. You're doing the show, and she's running back. And what?
So if you go back to the picture of the bar, right? Can you show that?
Okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Right. If you go back to the picture of the bar, like you see how it's okay. You see that? She's running up and down this aisle.
But she doesn't work there, right?
No, she's hanging out at the. She goes to this bar. She lives near there, and I'll get into how.
So this is. It doesn't sound like this is a great venue for comedy, honestly.
It's great. It's just it's okay. So,
but there are some people there who probably didn't expect a comedy show, right?
Everybody there came to see me.
Okay. All right.
Everybody there.
So why is she being kind of like a shitty audience member?
Because she's a 40-year-old woman with big fake tits, and she wants to be the center of attention.
Okay, understood.
Okay?
She's,
and that's coming from a 40-year-old.
She's shit-faced?
She's getting slowly, yeah.
Okay.
So she's running up and down, and I'm like, okay, those nice fake tits. She's like, these are real. I go, those aren't real. She's like, really expensive. Like, that's her line she's had forever that everybody laughs at because they're staring at her.
Especially
fat
her
rack.
Friend Becky. She loves that, yeah.
Right?
Loves that.
Like, just loves it. So she's going back and forth. I go up. I do about an hour up there, right? Halfway through, I abandon doing jokes, and I'm just, I mean, I am in full, full cult leader stand. I'm like, I'm full cult leader. I'm yelling about believing in yourself and doing all this stuff. And I've been like, Johnny, I talked about this on Conspiracy Social Club. I'm really in a weird place. I started comedy when I was 22 years old. I'm now 48. That's 26 years of comedy. It's you know, Doug Stanhope said this before. He's talked about everything he cares about. That's where I am right now.
That's interesting. You hear that of like bands, their first record, you know, that they come out with at like 25 or whatever is great because it's 25 years of life. It's packed into one record. And then the next record is 6 months on a bus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The living from that. So yeah. I see what you're saying. So
yeah.
You got-
yeah. I mean, I've talked about it. And I'm trying to. So I'm kind of in a place, Johnny, where I'm starting to enter a time where, like, do I want to do traditional stand up anymore?
Yeah. I remember you talking about that on Tinfoil.
Do I want to do this kind of hybrid stand-up one-man show thing that I really want to do, where it's like this? And listen, I know this. The Swarm is so wonderful. If I went up to a venue and didn't do any stand-up, just talk to them, they would love it. And that's the beauty of my fans. Now, my fans and the Swarm. Everybody gets off stage. They always say the same thing. That crowd is amazing. Every time. And even when I had the Naughty Show, they were great crowds because people who like my comedy and gravitate to my comedy are comedy enthusiasts. They're not comedy snobs.
If you're like me, you're maybe looking to get your finances together, learn a little bit more about business. I turn to a number of different podcasts for this, and they all put me to sleep. That is until I found Brad and David, the hosts of IP Frequently. They do this miraculous sort of blend of solid business advice, 80s music, and headline news. It all goes into this cohesive package that is informative and entertaining. So check those guys out. Again, that's Brad and David of IP Frequently. It's not a chronic condition. It's actually a podcast. And stay up to date with their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Again, that's IP Frequently. And you can stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Highly recommend those guys. Check them out, folks.
So my crowd, they'll laugh at any style you are. They just want you to be great at it, right? So I'm doing up there. I'm up there for an hour, looking down at the crowd.
It's so weird, man.
One table. There's a young lady there with a couple young guys, and this guy got yelled at. I talked about dimensions, and he was like, this is not the third dimension. This is the fourth dimension. We got in this argument about time, right? We were just going at it.
Was he like a PhD or?
He looked like a young Doogie Howser.
Okay.
He looked like he could read.
Wasn't Doogie Howser the young Doogie Howser? Isn't that how that was?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, a young Doogie Howser is like 8 years old, yeah, right? Yeah, it's like super younger, right?
Fetus, yeah.
So I do the show. We get done. Afterwards, I go out front and I meet and greeting and taking pictures with a lot of guys. Well, there's this one guy who's there. I would say he looks like a combination of like Mexican and Native American, right?
Okay.
And he's been to like my Conspiracy Now shows. So do you remember I used to do at the Comedy Store?
Edward James Olmos, basically.
Basically, with minus the acne.
Yeah. Okay.
But good looking guy. Could either be Native American or Mexican. He brings a skateboard, right? So he's doing the show, and Johnny, I call him Johnny 2. He's the Johnny 2. You're Johnny 1. He's Johnny 2.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Johnny 2, which is Johnny Betancourt, is there. And everybody's hanging out. Johnny's a tiny little dude putting back some drinks. He grabs the skateboard. He starts skateboarding because Johnny's a skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, this guy, Johnny, does some crazy trick because Johnny's like a tiny little dude that can jump in the air, and he's got the bones of birds where he's super light. So this guy decides he wants to do this trick that Johnny just did.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. So he goes to
meeting and greeting during this point? Is that what this is?
Yeah, meeting and greeting. Of course, Titzilla's all over me, right? Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, you're great. And she's like doing this like total valley thing, but she's sloshed. So it's like everything is dramatic with her.
That's annoying.
And if like you don't pay total attention to her, it's like, oh my God, you are so rude. Like that kind of drunk.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like Jeff Richards' character on SNL. Yeah. Or a drunk girl.
Total drunk girl. Just imagine if total drunk girl was in her late 40s with a big set of fat cans, right? And she's like, yeah, my tits are fake. And like, nobody's talking about her tits. But that's all she, she's like, yeah, okay, I get it. Ugh. My tits are fake. And she pulls them out, right?
Yeah.
And dude, instantly you're like, whoa, those are great tits. Literally, you're like, wow, those are really.
That's such a dude thing, man.
Great tits. It's and like, you're like, I know they're fake. And she's like in shape. Like she's. She's
it
very
doesn't matter how many you've seen.
Yeah.
You can see you can be the person who's seen the most boobs and you can be like a plastic surgeon. And if somebody takes their tits out, you're going to look and you're going to want to see them.
Yeah. And dude, but these were extraordinary tits. Yeah,
and sometimes they're extraordinary.
Extraordinary tits. And you start to forget how crazy this person is. You're like, oh.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, you're like, yeah.
Okay, that's how they get you. That's how they get you.
She's not that bad as a person. You know? She probably is pretty cool when she's not totally sloshy. You know?
I mean, I saw her.
She's like, oh my God.
I saw her ripping the head off of a pigeon in that parking lot. But, you know, it's like
that pigeon was probably an asshole.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah, people.
Maybe she's a big Ozzy Osbourne fan.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fuck her. Literally. So, anyways, so I'm like, okay, like, what did the fans came and they made a Good Morning Swarm t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
They're like, because, you know, I told people, like, just like on this show, you come up with a Broken Sim shirt, well, I'll pay you $100 if we use the design. Same thing with Tim Fall hat. You send me a shirt. If I like it, boom, we'll put it out, okay? So, anyways, I'm bringing the shirt in the back. She's, like, following me around. And then all of a sudden, Lil Johnny comes up, and he looks like Johnny, too. Looks like he saw a ghost. When I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, Johnny, what is up? And he's like, because Johnny's super young. Like, he's done a lot of life and a lot of stuff in his life. You know, he's from Boston. He's seen a lot, you know. And I'm kind of helping him learn how to do stand up if he agrees to edit some stuff for me.
Okay.
And this is kind of our agreement. We work together. And
interesting. Yeah.
So. He comes back. I'm like, what's up, Johnny? He's like, dude broke his leg. I go, what? He goes,
what?
That guy on the skateboard, I was doing a triple ollie, and then he tried it, and he snapped his leg. I go, what?
Oh, no.
So I run back, and there he is on the ground. But who is hovering over him but Titzilla?
And here we go.
Titzilla is just staying. Look at him. He snapped his leg.
Oh, it's hideous.
Right? And there's blood there. And like, it's like just it looks like
the
a
look on her face, too. It's just
and now she thinks she's like, like head nurse in charge, right? Her job is to save the patient. He doesn't care because he's got fat yammies in his face, right? Look at those fat yammies. He's like, love it. He's like, I'll snap my leg all the time for fat yammies in my face. So someone, I come out, this girl that I didn't even see at the show, she's got his phone calling numbers on his phone. Hello, do you know, blah, blah, blah. He snapped his leg. Well, she called
him. He didn't die. Like, what?
Yeah. Well, he snapped his leg.
I know, but he can call somebody. I mean, like, what the?
I don't know. He's maybe in shock, and he's trying to spit game at the
I mean, call, they called 911, right?
Yeah. So anyway, she's like, she's trying to regulate, right? Like, put everything in. It's kind of like when you see, like, somebody randomly in the street, like directing traffic.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm not, and everyone listens to him. I'm like, fuck you. Who are you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to listen to you.
That's like those people who walk when they're not supposed to walk the crosswalk. I always like to give them a good scare. I'll just kind of
You're like, hey, yeah, because, Johnny, you brought up that article where like people are getting more and more vehicular homicide. And you're like, yeah, because people think people won't hit them with a car.
It's so stupid, yeah.
Right? They're just like, you ain't going to hit me with
Bill
a
Hicks,
car.
Bill Hicks, he talked about it. He says L.A. is the home of the pedestrian right-of-way law. And he described it like this. People are walking on the sidewalk, and then they're like, oh, I want to be over there now. And they just cross into the street. And that's, dude, that's L.A., man. People just cross at any
100%.
Point. They can be 10. We saw somebody yesterday, 5 foot from the crosswalk and just crossed in the middle of the road.
100%. So So she's like, oh my God, you're gonna be okay. We're not gonna lose you.
Look, that's what her face says.
Don't you die on me!
This man is seriously hurt. Oh my God.
And she is wild. I don't know
where. Here, take some milk.
His parents show up, both of them.
His parents? How old is he? He looks like a grown ass man.
Yeah, he's like 20 something. Like,
oh, okay. He looks like a.
Yeah, and his parents. His dad has been to my shows before. He's okay. Meeting me. Cool his guy, mom's man. There. Okay. He looks exactly like his mother, right?
His leg looks gnarly.
Tits McGee over here is trying to console his parents.
His parents, think about it, dude. They're probably at home sitting on the couch watching Matlock or something. And then they get this call. They're like, hi, are you Billy's parents? And they're like, what is it? Yeah. He's hurt real bad. And he's bleeding. And they're like, what? Baby, our son's hurt real bad. Billy's got hurt.
He could die. What? I'll get right there.
What happened to him? Well, he's... just come fast. And then they get there, and then there's this drunk ass woman with huge tits hovering over him, like running up to them, bothering them. And then he's laid out on the car, on the floor.
She is just on his parents, dude. Oh. And his dad has to be like, one, who is this chick?
Yeah, like what is happening?
Two, can I work this into a threesome with his wife and fucking Titzilla over here, right? And so she's like, and the wife has to be like, who are you? Why are you here? So anyways, all the ambulance shows up, the police show up.
Does she ride in the ambulances? Please.
Oh, you know she wanted to. Yeah. Then she's like, my boyfriend is the head of the ambulance. I'm like, you have a boyfriend? Yeah. What's his name? Tom Johnson. I'm like, you just made that name up, right? So anyways, I'm sure that the guys in the ambulance deal with women like this all the time.
Oh, of course.
Just big-titted, crazy people.
Well, did you know half of what they deal with is just drunk people who like fell on sidewalks and stuff?
Of course!
Like people who on scooters who went face first into the concrete.
I was drunk one time crossing the street. I got hit by a car.
Are you serious?
Right? And like everybody shows up and I'm crying about my grandfather being a cop and they're just like, oh, leave him alone. And they just take off.
That's so funny.
So anyways, Johnny, it's not over this story.
It's not over. Wow. Okay.
It's not over. So she is like condoling the parents. She's like, get in my car. I'll take you to the hospital. They're like, we have our own car. She's like, get in my car. I'll take you to the hospital. I know where to go.
She's condoling the parents. Yeah, right.
I know where to go. Your son's not going to die, right? So they're like, okay. Oh. They come up to me. They're like, hey, thank you so much. I'm like, okay. They're like, hey, I'm a big fan. We love you.
So much. Yeah,
like- I'm like, go take care of your son. I'll take care of Titzilla, right? So she's like, what? I'm like, dude, the son, I have to go. I'm like, no, leave him alone. She's like, God, what? And she's just going into this Valley Girl thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She's like, yeah, I get it because I have big tits, right? And she just whips them out. Again, she's talking to us with these fat yammies out.
And so, do you think that was like the 999,000th time she's whipped her tip tops or the
that
millionth?
That day.
Yeah, that you know day, that's something she does all the time.
All the time, they'll whip their tits out. It's like a guy with a big dick. They talk about.
Yeah. Where were those girls when I was in high school, by the way? Yeah. Nobody was whipping their tits.
Well, because they weren't old enough to have to get tits to feel relevant.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
So she's like, fuck it, I'm leaving. She's like, I'm leaving. We're like, everyone's like, you can't drive. She's like, I can drive.
Just let her go.
So she gets in the car. Boop, boop. She's like, boop, 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 boop. She starts doing like wheelies in the middle of the street, right? Just doing donuts donuts all over the place. We're like, what's going on? She goes over to cross street to the McDonald's, starts doing more donuts, right? And
what
I'm like,
the
oh
hell, dude.
My God. This
and she knew you from comedy? Like, she's a fan of your
no,
show?
No, she's oh, okay. Like, she said she was talking to me and she didn't even know who I was.
Oh, that's great.
And then she saw my act. She's like, you are so awesome. I'm like, thank you, Titzilla. Thank you. So anyways, we're watching the car.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? She just stopped. She won't leave. This car gets behind her. I'm like, and he's like honking. And she's not leaving. I'm like, what is going on? Course
she's in the McDonald's parking lot now.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, looking at leave, but she doesn't want to leave, so I'm like, okay, I got to go. I'm going to take off. So I jump in my car. I drive over there. She's over there parked. I drive around. She's making out with this Mexican.
Just a random dude.
The random dude in the car behind her. Who's probably like, lady, senorita, you have to go. And she's like, what? Well, yeah. I get it. I got big tits. I'm an asshole.
And they just start making out.
Yep. And he's like, oh my God, senorita. So they start making out. And she's like, she saw me. She's like, oh, you. Why don't you just come to my house? My daughter is in here. And right at that point, the female comic who was working with me, Nikki,
yeah,
drives by and sees me making sure everything's okay and thinks I'm probably trying to work Titzilla.
Yeah, that's bad timing, yeah.
And I'm like, I got to get out of here. And that was the end. And
now,
I'm
Sam,
like,
tell me truthfully, was this whole story just so that you could later send this to Nikki and prove that you weren't actually flirting with the
big tit?
Okay.
No.
That sounds like something that I would do.
No.
Not you.
No.
God, it's so annoying. Dude, you want to do reviews real quick? We got some good reviews.
Yeah, let's do some reviews.
Reviews!
Okay, these are 5-star reviews. Leave your 5-star reviews on our iTunes page, you know, your podcast app, and we will read them on the show. 5-star review from Mason 917. Great show. Sam, use your underwear as toilet paper, then go commando. I think that is in response to you not knowing how to shit in the woods. You got a tip.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, at that point, I will remember that. Okay. And what's his name?
That is Mason.
I'm going to be like, when I do that, Mason, I'm using my underwear. I will be like, thank you, Mason.
This is from ISHBIH, doesn't matter. 5-star, Sam crushed. Funniest episode yet.
Thank you. But they didn't say what episode.
Yeah, no, it doesn't say what episode. This is from Squatty Bob.
Yeah.
Great show. My wife will listen to a podcast and laugh along at Sam's jokes, even when they miss. Sorry to hear about Roger's nuts.
Yeah, it is. It is hard on Roger. He's gay and he has no nuts. It sucks for him.
This is from guy Bomb19D. He just says, boom, headshot. Well, I don't know what that means. But
I don't either. Makes me nervous and turned on.
This guy, I don't think we read this one. I'm getting confused here. This guy says, Sam's next. That's borderline cult is what he says. My sick obsession with the show has led me to get an original Sam Tripoli tattoo. Looking to add a lizard shape-shifting Jesus to it. Would you advise
tattoo?
That? Yeah.
Do it.
If you really did get a Sam Tripoli tattoo, you have to tweet that at Fat Dragon Pro on Twitter and
please
at Johnny Wooder on Twitter. Please
send it to us. I'm all about that. Johnny, let's get into that, Johnny. We never talked about how we've met.
Oh, yeah, we haven't really, have we? I get to ask that sometimes. I was working, I spent most of my life working in newspapers. I was a reporter, and then I was like a web editor, kind of like a web producer is what they call it, where I would write, I would edit copy that would go onto the web, and it's like an editor level position at, for McClatchy Newspaper Company in South Carolina. And, I was my last job. I was there from 2013 till 2017, maybe 2016. Sam on Twitter was like, hey, they don't really need, but they were looking for people to write for the Punch Drunk website.
Yeah.
How'd
you discover Punch Drunk?
I heard you on Rogan. Oh, God knows.
Back when I did Rogan?
Probably your first appearance, honestly. And because I remember you were still talking porn stars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is great. You had a lot of energy, you know, and it was fun listening to him try to manage you. You know what I mean? And then I found Punch Drunk, and then I knew Ari a little bit from Amazing Racist hit, like went viral again when I was in college around 2004,
yeah,
2005, yeah, something like that. And that got passed around. So I was like, oh shit, they're together on a podcast. I'll check that out. Listened to that for a while. And then when you did the thing, I started writing for the website. And then started editing for the website, you know. And then, I remember the first phone call I ever had with Sam. Sam called me and goes, the first word Sam, we ever spoke to each other was, dude, you're not crazy, right?
Dude, crazy people will come out of the woodwork to want to help on anything I was doing.
What's the correct answer to that question, though? Is it no? Or is
no,
it like,
dude, I'm a good dude.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like now I would.
What do crazy people say?
Though? Now I have like filters to get to me.
Yeah.
You got to go through certain filters.
Lucky me.
If you pass those level bosses, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
And the problem is like I'm a good guy and I just want to help everybody, which, you know, which opens you up to the crazies. And just before we'd work with you, we'd had another guy that was selling ads on our podcast and keeping all the money.
I remember you telling me about that. Yeah, stealing money.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah, and then so I offered to help with the website, build a new website, do all that stuff, which is still, I mean, that was just a life nightmare for me.
I mean, dude, that was the beginning of like web designers that I realized are like have the ethics of like, some of them have the ethics of like pimps and drug dealers.
It really is. It's so
and it's
mad.
Just like they will F. Once you give them the money for the website, a lot of times you're effed.
Yeah. And anyway, so we talked about that. And then you were just starting to do Patreon for the Punch Drunk. And you were talking about, you know, if you did, if you're in LA, you know, you could come out and help with that and work on the website, whatever. And I was looking for any excuse, you know, to get out of
North Carolina,
the South, really.
You know,
I love the South now, but I just wanted to, I'm really trying to get out of rural America and get to a place where shit was happening.
Right.
You know, you can meet people, things like that.
Right.
And to be around comedy, you know, I love comedy in the Comedy Store. I was just starting to do stand up then. And, I took that as an excuse to come out. I came out in January 2017. And I haven't, you know, been,
Do you regret it, Johnny?
Oh, hell no. No. That's one of the... but you'll never regret doing something like that, you know, shaking your life up. I don't know anybody who's done something like that and regretted it. You know,
right.
They've just been like, oh, that was a cool life experience. If it didn't
it's
work
very
out,
interesting because since you moved out here, everybody's moving to the South.
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah. Well, I don't... Austin is so different than the South, but you're right. People are moving to like Nashville and Asheville.
Yeah.
Which Asheville, I think, would be great. Nashville, not... Nashville.
But what's the humidity, Johnny?
It's high.
Everybody's
Asheville's
getting
the mountains, though. Asheville's the mountains. No humidity in the mountains.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, but Nashville is that country music thing, dude. I don't know. I grew up with all that, and
I like old country,
me too.
Dude.
Outlaw country.
Outlaw country's great. I'm really getting into the blues now, like because my life is a country music song.
So you can identify with it more.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I get it. Your lady left. Yeah, you're in the shitter. Your dog's pissing all over the place. I get it. So, Johnny, that's it, man. Let's get in some news.
Yeah,
I want to talk about some of the new stuff that's going out. That was a lot of fun, right? That was the whole time.
Yeah, that was perfect, yeah.
Johnny, let's get in some news. Boo, 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 boo. Do we have a news sound effect? The new news.
Yeah, we have a theme song for the
news. Okay.
Let's do the news.
News. Bill Cosby's out. Thoughts on that, Johnny?
Thoughts on that is Monica Perez was right? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. If you don't know who Monica Perez is, she is part of an awesome show called The Propaganda Report. We've had her on multiple times, and she was talking about how she felt like there wasn't evidence of actual stuff going down. This is not her exact words, but her sentiment, right? That he didn't really do anything that was outlandish for the times, and that this was more of a, like, to get back at him for some reason.
Yeah, and I haven't. Now, we should say he got out on a technicality, but I haven't looked into it in that much detail, but it does lend some credence to what she said for sure. I mean, I'd love to hear more about
it. Now, the whole theory was that they wanted to take him out because he wanted to buy NBC. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Because, like, I don't know how much money Bill Cosby had made over time.
All the money.
But, you know, my problem with Bill Cosby, outside of the accusations, which are a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, almost 30 people accused him.
Yeah. And, well, it's weird, Johnny, because I've had friends that were accused of a lot of people, and when you break them all down, a lot of them didn't mean anything.
And you have to break them down.
Right, and which is why I want to get into Trevor Bauer. But the one thing, regardless of whatever happens with Bill Cosby, is like Bill Cosby is a scumbag hypocrite.
Yes, for sure.
And at the end of the day, like if he did this, he should be back in jail, right? For sure. We can say that.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day,
he should be under the jail. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if it turns out that maybe this was a a lynching in a way, right? And that he didn't do it. At the worst, we found out that that guy who went around preaching to everybody about how you should act and how you should talk was a real hypocritical piece of shit.
For sure.
And he can go F himself. And that's my opinion on Cosby. I have no respect for him. When I was a kid, I think we all loved listening to his stories. And then you realize when that guy got off stage, he's 180 from what he was portraying. And those are the people I hate. Ellen, I cannot stand her because who she presents herself and who she really is are two different people. And hypocrisy is way too accepted in this country. By people that lead us to make us feel guilty about who we really are compared to who they present themselves as. So I don't know where this goes. I don't like Cosby. I don't like him at all.
No, same.
You know? When it comes to like the Bill Cosby.
He was funny though. These people who try to say he wasn't funny, they're full of it.
No, he was obviously a great writer, but I don't care. Yeah. I don't care because I have no respect for people who present a false image on stage and then guilt people because they want to be more authentic to who they are, which is the whole battle between him and Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Right? Which leads us in to Bauer.
Yeah. And we have joining us from Punch Drunk Sports, Jason Tebow.
Oh, is this Jason Tebow, the new hot album coming out that just dropped called COVID Idiot? What is it called?
COVID Idiot, yeah. COVID Idiot.
COVID Idiot,
yes.
Okay, well, if you don't know, I'm sure you know who Jason Tebow is from Punch Drunk Sports, but if you don't know who he is, he's one of the funniest, fastest dudes I know.
Yes.
There's very few people that are as lightning fast as Jason Tebow. I think if I had to go, who are the three fastest guns in the West, it would be Jason Tebow, Gareth Reynolds, Chris Wilde are the three guys I've never seen. Boom, 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 boom.
If you want to watch the best comedy album cover in the history of comedy albums, then check out COVIDiot.
Where is it? Wow. Show them, Johnny.
Because I did the cover.
That was a humble brag, Johnny.
That was a humble brag. So basically what happened was that, you know, everything shuts down, Jason, and you went back to Indiana and you found a nice spot to do a recording. And then, like, I think you were supposed to do it and then it got shut down. So you pushed it back a little bit. And
yeah,
now
I moved them like 6 weeks. Because of, well, you know, fucking pandemic. And then the manager of the club tested positive, so they had to shut the whole club down, and then they had to make them wait. But it was good, man. I'm pretty proud of it, actually. And I never say that about anything, Sammy.
I know you don't. You're a very humble man. I love that that Jason looks like he's using glamour shots right now as the thing. Does he look like
it's
when
that,
like
that lighting? Yeah,
like when fat lighting. Chicks go to the mall and take pictures. Like it's that kind of that glossing.
Yeah, I died 4 days ago. This is from coming to you live from hell.
Oh, how is it down there?
You know a lot of people down here, Sam. A lot of people have been looking for you.
Where everybody knows your name. Boom, 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 boom. And they're always... So, Jason, what is your take on the whole Bill Cosby thing?
I mean, I came in and wrote to what you were saying there at the beginning. I totally agree with you about it. And especially when you get these fuckheads that are like, oh, well, I mean, he was a funny guy. He was a good... I go, that, to your point, Sam, that doesn't matter. Hitler was a fairly decent artist. He fucked some shit up too.
I totally agree with that, dude. I totally agree.
Serial killer. That's the first thing they say about serial killers. His neighbors like he was such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's quiet, dude.
He was eating people's heads.
Yeah, if it's somebody your neighbor's quiet, that's a guy you want to keep an eye on.
If I had that outlet of murdering everybody I met on the street, I would be totally calm most of the time.
Yeah,
too.
It's almost like comics who are like dark and dirty on stage are the nicest people off stage.
They're getting it out.
That's the opposite of like serial killers, right? Yeah, like serial killers are violent, disgusting people, but in the regular day, they're the nicest guys because they get their rage out.
Yeah, they're probably mentally quite healthy, you know. Balanced.
Can you do now? The more you know.
Did he get acquitted or so? How did he get out? Because he appealed for he wanted a retrial like 4 months ago, and they said no. And then all of a sudden, I see him at an Arby's or something, and I go, how the fuck did this happen?
Yeah, that is so crazy. And it's so funny. The other day, I was going to do this joke. I forgot to do it. Jeremiah Watkins was annihilating on stage. So I'm like, oh, man. Like, everybody's killing now. And I walked up.
At the store?
Yeah, and I wanted to do a joke about, I'm just happy this show's running on time. I thought Bill Cosby was going to start bumping everybody, right? So Bill Cosby comes in. What do? They let him on stage?
Oh, God. Oh, no, they can't let him on stage. Are you kidding? No
way. But how long till he's touring? How long?
I don't think he's that healthy.
Do you think he's coming to an end?
Did you see the helicopter footage of him trying to get out of his car? He looked like he could hardly... He was like Pryor at the end, basically. Like he was could hardly get out of the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unless that's an act. I don't know. You know, I mean, you see that with
Weinstein. He should at least open like an ironic cocktail bar.
Yeah.
Spanish flies.
So...
Call it Pill Cosby's.
Pill Cosby's.
Pills Cosby. I love that, dude.
And that's why Jason Tebow's album is great right there.
Yeah, you got to go check it out. You can find it everywhere, everywhere on everything.
Yeah, iTunes. It's on like 40 different platforms. That's wherever you get it, yeah.
I'm super everywhere. Happy for you, Jason. You deserve it. I hope you put out a whole bunch more because you are so funny. Jason, have you heard about Dodger pitcher?
I'll say why he got out. In a ruling Wednesday, the state Supreme Court concluded that Cosby's prosecution should never have occurred due to a deal the comedian cut with former Montgomery County prosecutor Bruce Castor, who agreed not to criminally prosecute Cosby if he gave a deposition in a civil case brought against him by one of the accusers.
Oh, my God. That is crazy, that deal.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Right?
In a civil case, he got off of this because he agreed to talk in a civil case to be deposed.
That is crazy,
so that means the entire trial, though, was just a waste of time.
That seems like some Jeffrey Epstein stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
like, you know, it's like, oh, dude, we're not going to prosecute. Don't worry about it. You're like, why? Oh, because you're a super elite rich person? Like, right. That creeps me out. Like, why would you make that deal? If you agree, dude, think about that. If you agree to do a deposition for the civil trial, we won't criminally prosecute you. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Of course. Yeah, of course it should. Well, I mean, the sort of the less conspiratorial way to look at it, although I'm inclined to agree with you, is to say that they were just trying to get that money in the short term.
Right.
Possibly.
I agree with that as well. But
it's creepy. Yeah, it's something weird about
it. That is super creepy. Yeah. It makes it even worse.
Even worse.
It makes it even worse. Trevor Bauer, have you heard about this, Jason?
I've heard about Trevor Bauer. I don't know about Trevor Bauer. Yeah.
Bauer, what's his name?
Yeah, you said Bauer. It's okay.
Trevor Bauer, right? Yeah. Have you heard about it, Jason?
Yeah, I was actually texting with Dana about it, but yeah.
So basically what's going on is this woman went to the cops. She said that Bauer choked her. Gave her two black eyes. She says fractured her skull, right? Oh. Then she was on the phone with him while the cops were recording. He goes, you know I wouldn't have done this to you if it wasn't sexual. Which is when you hear that first, you're like, oh, dude, you're a scumbag. But then you go, what does he mean by that?
Are you thinking, let me just, rough sex? Is that what you're thinking?
That she asked for rough sex.
Kink. Some kind of
remember,
kink,
Jason, I think you're the one who brings this up all the time about Dallas, that Dallas Cowboy guy, right?
Greg Hardy, yeah.
Was it Greg? No, not Greg Hardy.
No?
There was a famous case.
Oh, yeah.
Where a woman had one of these cowboys put her in handcuffs way tighter, beat the shit out of her while they had sex. And then as soon as she was done, she went to the cops.
The first thing that came up was Cowboys cheerleader has her perfect body fucked hard. Is that the right thing? That's on Pornhub.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
I auditioned for that.
Really? Well, a lot of people don't know Jason's known for having an extraordinary penis. That's the word I'm saying, right? Like that.
Well, in this one, I was playing a cheerleader. I went straight to producers three times.
Oh, that's the worst, dude.
They wound up going with a chick, but they let me keep the outfit.
So, based on what I've been told, and this is from a buddy of mine who's like really invested into this.
No, tell me, is this it? NFL player has asshole gaped by three men. Is that?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, okay. That's it. That's it, Johnny.
Okay.
Thank you.
I found it.
Thank you.
That was a great Broadway play.
I missed the Broadway plays.
It was called Broadway Joe. That was the name of that play, but it was all about gaping.
So this is what my buddy sent me. He goes, I was thinking the same thing. He's, well, okay, I'm going to get into that. She claimed to have a fractured skull, and it just came out that there's no record of her having a fractured skull anywhere from any doctor's visit at any point in her entire life. Okay. And then word is that she was been driving back and forth to hook up with him from San Diego.
With her fractured skull. I will say this, just so we don't get too far down without saying this. This is from today. This is from the lead investigator. We were looking into some things, and we thought we were nearing the end, but we are not close to the end. The investigation is bigger than we thought, so we have to look a few more places. We want to try to uncover as much stuff as we can. So that's the word from today. From the
what does that mean to you, Johnny?
I have no idea.
What does that mean to you, Jason?
And now this is about the cowboy one?
The Bauer thing.
The Bauer, the pitcher for the Dodgers.
Yeah, it means it's a story with a lot of grandeur. It means there's a lot of fucking moving parts going on with this. I mean, it doesn't sound, I mean, no matter how you slice it, doesn't sound good.
It does not sound good in any way.
I was having sex in a car about 4 or 5 years ago with a girl that wanted it really rough. And I was kind of worried about getting in a situation like that, because if I leave any marks or anything like that, so I just push her off a fucking cliff. It's a wrap.
That's the best. I mean, dude, at this point with chicks, you're gonna need paperwork, right?
Dude, well, I mean,
let her come first. I let her come first, but then I was just like, see,
that's why you're a good guy. You know, I in no way am saying defending Bauer in any way. I mean, at worst, he's a rapist and he should go to jail for that. At best, right? He's an idiot, like a real idiot. You are an idiot for thinking in any realm a guy making that kind of money on such a high-profile position could get away with punching a chick in the face and giving her black eyes. Nothing good comes out of that.
No.
In any way. Nothing. Let's just say she wanted it, right? And not in a, like, I'm going to try to squeeze you for money. You hit her. Right?
Or slap her. And he's a, like, big guy, dude. Open hand slap would be enough.
Yeah,
probably...
he's pitching, what, at 100 miles an hour? Yeah, the guy can throw hands.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just say she's like, it's all great. She leaves with black eyes. Like, what's everybody going
to
say?
If you're going to do that, you have to video the consent, her giving consent.
But even then, they have an excuse like, I was emotionally manipulated right
there. Yeah, well, you got to get that in the video, too. Say, I was not emotionally manipulated. I want to be slapped in the face by Trevor Bauer.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He's an idiot. He's an idiot for putting himself in that position if he didn't do it. If he did do this, he needs to go to jail.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it's very weird because for Urias, who smacked his girlfriend around at the mall, which is like, what's going up with these Dodger pitchers?
Yeah, really,
it's like, they're either super Jesus freaks, love cats, or they're domestic violence, right?
They're a unique bunch. I'll say
they
that.
Are a unique bunch,
a motley
bro.
Crew. Yeah.
A motley crew. So,
Jason, we lost him for a second. He's freezing. He's gonna come back.
Dude, do I have a pinhead? By the way,
no.
What do
no.
I have? What do I have?
Normal head. I'm jealous of your hair. I wish I had it. Even
thank
at your
you,
age,
John.
I wish I had it right now. This is a little science story that I just think is kind of interesting.
Why did? Do you think Jason just jumped
no,
off?
He was freezing, and I saw it. He had a connection problem. I think he'll be back. Okay. This is from Good News Network. This is interesting for people out there who are worried about premature gray or gray hair in women, too. Stress can accelerate grays, but they found that hair color can be restored when stress is eliminated. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, it's been thought of for a time. Like, there's a story, Marie Antoinette, her hair went gray the day before she got beheaded. Not possible, but it could be that stress gave her gray hair over time. So stress, they find, does cause gray hair, but if you can eliminate the stress and chill out, the gray hair comes back to normal.
You know, that's very interesting. Also,
it's
like,
from Columbia
I think...
University, Vigeos
who are
college.
You, Sam Tripoli?
Yeah,
so, Johnny, also I think you lose your hair when you stress out too, right?
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
And now you see women in the workforce, you're starting to see women starting to lose their hair. Have you seen that where it's like they have thinning hair?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Like male pattern baldness on women?
That's
you
why
see
you
that?
See women with that really short crop. Older women get that short cropped hair, you know?
Yeah, but you can see like the thinning, like.
But I think that's why they do it, because when it gets longer and if it's thin, it looks really bad. If it's long, it just kind of flies away.
It's just weird that when you see like an older woman with long, long hair, because
it is uncommon for sure.
Well, because it's just a lot of work, and at some point you just you want to do the easiest thing. I remember I used to have very long hair, Johnny. You know that I used to be really hot. And good looking, and chicks wanted hammer time for me.
Yeah.
But man, because I had hair down to my shoulders, I had long curly hair, and it was the best. And so they say when you die and you're like astral playing in different realms, you look like the best version of yourself. So I'm gonna be just traveling through all these dimensions with rock star hair. Just know that I'm gonna be looking fucking super fuckable. In the next level. How many F words do I owe you?
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, I just got that one.
No, but being fuckable is not, like, abusing it, Johnny. No, I'm not giving you.
Okay.
I'm not.
I haven't heard. I've been listening. I haven't heard many. I think you're doing
I'm working on real bad.
But I'm sure I miss some.
Badly.
I'm sure
I miss some. I think you missed, like, one or two, but I'm no longer going to tell you.
This is from UPI. Atlanta woman wakes to find African serval on her bed. Now, if you don't know what a serval is, it's a... It's one of these guys, right? Yeah. See that?
Oh, snaps.
Fucking ad.
Happy Independence Day, guys. By the way, the variant's coming. A Delta variant. Stay inside. But happy Freedom Day. It's got to be so hard.
Okay, so here we go.
There have been several sightings of the exotic serval cat, and now experts are trying to trap it before it acts on its instincts and attacks. CBS 46's Zach Summers is live in historic Brookhaven, and Zach, one woman had a frightening run-in with this animal.
Yeah, you know, the woman tells me that her husband leaves the door open to their home when he takes the dog out. This time, the dog wasn't the only animal that came back inside.
That's the best thing you can come up with.
I'm laying in bed, and I hear a thump on my bed.
Christine Frank had quite the wake-up call Wednesday morning when she opened her eyes and saw this serval staring straight at her.
It was big. It was scary.
Frank screamed, ran out of the room as the exotic cat cowered in the corner.
Can't predict what a wild animal is going to do when it's cornered.
Frank's husband opened a connecting patio door, but instead of scurrying away, the serval lingered, allowing Frank to snap these pictures. The wild animal, native to Africa, eventually disappeared into a nearby golf course.
It's staying within a relatively...
Anyway.
So what do you think the... Is somebody lost their cat, right? Is that what it is?
One of these idiots who buys...
So my whole theory is it's like, how big is this cat? And if it's not attacking me right now, it's probably domesticated.
Yeah,
and I would hang out with
said,
the cat.
They said it hissed. It was like threatening them. So
That's
what the story says.
That's when you want spider web powers. You go and just hit it in the corner.
By the way, I've been thinking about my girlfriend has two cats, or they're her mother's. And I can't. Her mother moved to San Diego to Carlsbad. And she can't take the cats there because there's a dog down there right now. And the dog hates cats. But when the dog dies, this old dog, then the cats get out of my girlfriend's place.
That's so
and my
funny.
Fingers are just like... Cross hoping
Johnny, are you
dog.
Gonna try to and, put a hit out on this dog?
But the thing I'm I wish the thing I'm thinking about, dude, is why I don't like cats is because I grew up on the farm, and some of my earliest memories of cats are just being bitten and scratched by wild cats. Because every time now, even if I'm petting the sweetest cat that and she's got a couple of sweet cats, when it yawns or something like that, I get a little burst of adrenaline. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's about to. And yeah. I think it's PTSD from
It's like childhood. You got molested as a kid. You're carrying that with you.
Yeah, that's a really, really
How's
good
Jason doing?
Comparison.
Is he back?
Yeah, I think we lost him. Anyway, don't buy exotic cats.
Stop buying exotic animals.
It's really
go
bad.
To the go down to the pet thing.
Yeah, the pet thing, the shelter.
The shelter. Go down to shelter.
Dude,
get yourself a break out a dog. You ever had a dog out of shelter? It's skittish. It's like, hey, man, what's
sorry, going? I'm distracted right now because of this next story, and I'll read it to you and show you the image, and then you'll get it.
Is it about a big titted chick in Canoga Park?
This is from Times Now Digital. British man becomes, quote, first in world to break his penis vertically, suffered a 3-centimeter fracture.
Okay, Johnny, am I going to see this guy's
wee-wee? It's a x-ray.
Oh, my God. Why, Johnny? You just gave me an innie.
God gave you the innie, not me. Sorry.
That's true.
A British man has become the first reported case of suffering a vertical penis fracture. The patient did not hear any popping sound when the break happened. I don't know why they put
it's almost like one of those inflatable guys outside a used car shop, just like lost its air.
This is so disturbing. Doctors in the UK have recorded the first case of a man's penis breaking vertically. A 40-year-old unnamed man. Oh, he's got no name. Wow. Let's go work out in his favor.
You want your name out when you're the first guy with a broken dick,
no,
Johnny?
No, just the way they wrote it. He's like, he didn't have a name at all.
I am the man with no name and no dick now.
It's really convenient, though, if you break your dick that you don't have a name.
He goes around and like, hey, you guys want to see a dick that breaks at 90 degrees?
Okay, here we go. And it happened just the way you would think it would happen. A 40-year-old British man has become the first reported case, as we said. The unnamed man, again, he's not injured himself while having sex with his partner. Doctor said his penis buckled against his partner's perineum. That's like the taint, basically, the grundle.
Okay,
area.
So the question is, saying a partner is leaving stuff really wide open.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And because
like his partner's ass was,
or his girlfriend or his wife, if it was like partner saying this guy was having rough butt stuff.
The case was reported in the British Medical Journal. There are no bones in the penis, but a broken penis or penile fracture occurs.
So let me ask you something.
I got to finish this because I won't be able to do it later if I don't do it now. When the protective layer around the erectile tissue, which pumps blood to the penis, is damaged due to, quote, an unusual bending. This poor bastard.
Johnny, I got to be honest with you.
Most of them have been horizontal, though, they say. This is the first
case. What does that
case
mean?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking, too. They say most of them are horizontal.
So, Johnny,
this is the first one that's vertical.
This is a vertical penis, right? This is a horizontal penis. I don't know.
I can't figure
it out. I think
say this is the dick, right? And you're looking at it from the
Johnny,
bottom.
Johnny, why am I doing my hand and that was cool? And then you got to grab a giant water bottle to act like you got to show your junk.
I'm just representing.
Okay?
I just want to be accurate.
It's just really rude. I mean, I'm just trying to give an example scientifically. We're not like going to have a big dick contest.
Let's say this. Okay. Maybe they mean, okay, usually it breaks, like, say this is the bottom of the penis.
Yeah.
Usually it breaks horizontally, maybe to the side. Like, this one broke that way, like down or to
the front. No, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, the only other thing I can think of is that it split in the middle, which that one, they would said it split.
Which is like when a hot dog cooks too much.
Can you imagine? Oh, God.
Like a weird plant that's about to eat you. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And you just got to think what this guy was doing. He was trying to slam. How hard was he trying to slam this dick into this hole?
Speaking of rough sex, that's too hard, man.
Where? How is he fucking this person from the top rope?
The people's penis, you know.
You ready?
The cock says, know your damn hole.
The guy's on the ground. No, God, doing the bad wrestling like when you're trying to act like, no. But he's ass up, face down. No. Crack.
And then it happens to him, and then he rolls over on top of him and taps him out because his penis
Johnny,
is
Johnny, there you are. Welcome back.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Nice. My computer fucking took a shit, so I had to switch to my iPad. So it probably doesn't sound as clear.
Well, Sam last week took a shit in his own shower. So
I did shit in my shower yesterday. As a father, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. He shit in the shower.
Explain this. What do you mean you did that?
I shit in the shower.
Down the drain, down the hall.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
Yeah, there you go.
Why? But you were just taking a shower and you're like, I have to take an emergency shit. Or you were like, I got to take a shit. Let me jump in the shower real quick.
No. I was showering, had to take emergency shit. I had a mud cat looking for daylight. And I was like, okay, dude.
Out.
I mean, like, because I think that's, I mean,
Ari
I just.
Does it. Ari Shaffir does it all the time. Ari swears by shitting in the shower.
Are you serious?
Dude, it's like when you don't care anymore, you just shit in the shower.
You guys are animals.
Johnny.
Ari was like not wiping his ass and he would just take a shit and then he would just go right into the shower and let just go shower.
No, that's better than shitting in the damn shower.
Yeah, I'm not against that either. Johnny, you've never like pooped yourself?
Well, yeah, if I've had diarrhea, it's been a million years probably, but like, if I'm sure I have.
Johnny, you ever like had a sloppy crap and you were about to shower? You're like, I might as well, why even wipe? Just let me wash it down. You get in there and you're still junk down there and you're shampooing your beehole. You ever do that?
I don't know. Okay, more news.
Johnny, you've never been at a Coke party and had to wipe your ass with your sock.
Okay, so you've ever had like a long delay where you're sitting on the tarmac?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much have you ever wanted to do what this next guy did? All right, you ready? This is from Fox Business. American Airlines passenger uses emergency exit to jump on the tarmac after flight delayed canceled. This is the quote. A passenger had enough and crawled over us in the exit row and let himself out. How many times? I've thought about that before. Like, after sitting there for an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
This guy's my hero, if I'm being honest.
Rich. Now, this was in L.A., right?
No, this was Charlotte, North Carolina.
Somebody just did that at LAX too, and they tried to open up the pilot's door or whatever.
Oh,
they call
yeah,
it,
well, that was
door.
That guy got like tackled and stuff, but this guy was just wanted to get out.
And then he jumped out the fucking door too, didn't he?
Oh, well, my biggest thing is like, if they know it's going to be a delay, why are you putting me on this plane? They do that to get you out of there because they know more people are coming in, and they're just gonna sit you on the plane. You're like, why? And then you have these like. These Stuart Nazis, and like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I used to be very like angry at ageism when it comes to like stewardesses on planes or flight attendants.
I was mad at Asians too. I was mad at Asians too.
Yeah, ageism. But yeah, I mean, I am mad at Asians, anyways. Universally, out of all the ethnic groups, probably the worst comedically. Outside of Margaret Cho.
Clip that. Thank
Margaret
you.
Cho. I love Margaret Cho. Bobby Lee's pretty funny, but there's a lot. And half of Steve Byrne is really funny. The rest of it, hot garbage.
Yeah. Okay. So a passenger stuck on a canceled American Airlines flight out of Charlotte was arrested Thursday after fleeing the plane through the exit window. Flight 2396 from Charlotte to Thurgood Marshall, Baltimore, Washington International Airport. Is that long enough of
Hold
a fucking
on.
Name?
Hold on. Does that mean that slide came out?
I don't think so. I think he jumped.
Oh, snaps. That changes everything.
Yeah. Is that
there was a picture of the one. I might have been the one in Los Angeles, but I saw the plane with the slide coming out, and I go, this motherfucker was crazy.
Here's a picture. If you
How know. Long do you get for that, dude? What is that, a 5 year? Imagine going to jail.
Yeah, that's federal.
For five
they could get
years.
You for terrorism. They could get you for terrorism.
Yeah, all that plane
for riding a slide in America.
It doesn't look like the slide came out. This is the guy's picture.
What
from
a
the,
dummy.
It looks like he just jumped out onto the wing. Anyway, so yeah.
Here's the thing, what they shouldn't do. Every time you get on a flight, they tell 270 people how to open those doors. How many times has somebody opened those doors and they go, God damn, we're glad you did that. That all worked out great. You're going to die. That thing's going to smack into a mountain if it's going down. It's so unlucky if you've got to open that door. Stop telling everybody how to open the fucking doors.
Why are we even wearing any kind, like anything to do with a crash? Or like in case of a crash, grab your thing. We're all dead.
Listen to this, dude. I get it, though.
Absolutely dead. Absolutely dead.
They were stuck on the plane for a half an hour at least. Probably more than that is what this says. After the flight was canceled. Everybody knew the flight was canceled. They were not going to take off.
Oh, I agree with that.
And it was still left on the plane.
There's no retribution.
They said they had nobody available to operate the jet bridge to get them off the plane.
That's what they said?
That was the excuse.
Yeah. I would sue the shit out of them. Dude, these airlines and the hotels are like this too. They're using COVID as a reason not to spend money on anything. Like, yeah, you know, COVID, we just can't do anything to make, you know, your stay and your flight with us actually enjoyable.
Bullshit.
So we got to get rid of everything.
That's bullshit.
All those same companies were using COVID as an excuse for being broke in the beginning. When they're like, and they got all that bailout money.
Yeah.
You know, you get, all those rich companies were getting like $50 million and you go, you're already rich.
Bail
they're the
them
same
all,
people right now
I
that
mean,
are claiming
just
poverty.
Let them all crash, dude. Let it all crash. Stop subsidizing our airlines. Make them earn it.
I say you shouldn't be able to fly unless you can actually fly a plane. Like, everybody should have just two-seaters. The whole sky should just be filled with two-seaters.
That's what's going to happen eventually.
This is just, I don't even know what to say about this. This is from CNN. California high school is stripped of basketball title after tortillas were thrown at opposing Latino players.
Now, in their defense, their school mascot is the Fighting Tacos.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, dude. For sure.
A mostly white, they had to say that, a mostly white high school basketball team in Southern California has been stripped of its regional title after tortillas were thrown at a predominantly Latino opposing team following a championship game last month. After a thorough review and analysis of the incident, it took them a month to do this. The conclusion of the regional basketball championship is that the regional basketball championship game between Coronado High School and Orange Glen High School, the state executive director reiterates that discriminatory and racially sensitive behaviors towards an opponent contravene the principles of education-based athletics, and they will be vacating the title.
Oh.
So there you go.
Well, it's just a waste of tortillas, number one.
I mean, dude, what if there was taco night at the game?
Like, dude, so what this, we had, okay, when I graduated from high school, they had this problem that people.
You went to high school at the KKK.
Yeah, Johnny. I mean, like, the only one who's around more racist than you is Jason Tebow right now in Indiana.
We had this thing in high school where it was taking too long, graduation. People were clapping after every name. Yeah. And they said, if you clap after the name, your student will not get the diploma. We're going to hold it, and they'll have to come get it from us later. Like, we're holding up your diploma if people clap. So I said, well, dude, I'm just going to start clapping for the people I fucking want to, you know, fuck with. And this is, how do we know that these were students? You know what I'm saying? You could,
good
if you want to forfeit,
Johnny.
Like, what
Johnny
if it was the other school?
Johnny just admitted to running a false flag operation.
Yeah, what if this was a false flag operation by the Latino
Johnny,
high school to win the title?
Johnny, true or false, when you graduated from high school, you didn't have a cap and gown. They just put a tassel on the top of your KKK uniform.
Yeah, that's for sure, Johnny.
Well, no, they didn't put a tassel on it. But yeah, it was. We wore a hood.
Yeah, dude.
We done did it. We graduated.
And it's so funny. So like these high school kids who weren't the ones throwing the tortillas.
The players get punished, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? Find the school.
Nah, see, that's a fantastic point. I actually didn't even think about that. I was just like, what a brilliant idea. Well, I'll tell you how this is different, because I know what people are going to say. They're going to be like, how is this any different than like the Philadelphia Eagles fans throwing batteries at players? If they were playing robots, then it's racist.
Oh, that's true. That's so true, dude. That's so true.
Okay, last story here. This is, you know, we like to end with a nice animal story. This is kind of a sad animal story. A Toronto nurse is speaking out after her condo management company told her she's going to have to get rid of her dog in a matter of days because the animal now weighs too much. Lindsay McCarthy works at a hospital in the city. She rescued Poppy, the puppy, in December of last year when the dog was just 6 months old. She said that she got a pet to help her deal with the stress of caring for patients during COVID-19. Pandemic duties have taken a psychological and emotional toll on me.
Oh, dude, playing
me.
All the notes.
Yeah, I felt profoundly lonely, and
that
getting a dog would be the answer to some of my issues. A dog is my companion. So she got the dog when the puppy was less than 30 pounds, but it now weighs 47 pounds, so it went over the limit for what you can have.
Who's
in her condo.
Who's weighing the dogs?
Her condo is, I guess. You know, every homeowners association has some asshole that just notices every little thing.
Yeah, some lonely-ass person.
Yeah, and so...
She should move.
She was given 24 hours to provide a veterinary certificate saying how much her dog weighs. And she was on vacation, so she had to go get in touch with the veterinarian, call all this shit, and then send it to them. And now they're giving
her... Where was this, Johnny? What city?
It's Toronto.
Toronto's the best city, too. But like any city, there's some asshole nerd dorks there. No offense, Johnny. Yeah. And they're just being assholes.
Yeah.
No, Johnny, no offense.
It says, this is from a lawyer. It says, this is something that under the Condominium Act, is a certain there is a certain discretion granted to condominium boards to pass reasonable rules that relate to items such as pets, and the courts have made it clear over the years that condos have discretion and authority to pass those rules on a reasonable basis.
Let me just say this.
It sounds like she's going to have to lose the dog.
If you're on like a neighborhood watch or like a neighborhood board or a condo board, and this is observations of humans, another one, you are 100% an asshole. Okay. There's no, if you have anything really going on in your life, you don't join these.
No.
You're like, oh, I'm dealing with life. I have kids. I have a job. I have things happening in my life. I'm not going to be on a board to rain terror on my neighbors.
Yes. 100%.
You, 100% my friend, are an asshole.
I agree 100%.
They should call them boards of assholes. Hi, I'm head of the board of the assholes. And we're going to go around and we know she didn't get a permit to put a flower on your porch.
Dude, like in the garage at my place, somebody installed one little outlet, like a plug, so they could charge their car. And this woman came down on them, like saw it, and she was like, oh my God, you didn't run that by us. And they had to take the whole thing out after spending all thousands of dollars.
You're a lonely person. That chick sounds like she hasn't gotten dick since
the 80s. She's like an older lady. You know?
Yeah.
Barbara.
Yeah, you're a lonely person, Barbara. Total little Barbara.
Like chain locks. People were putting chain locks in case they locked themselves out. They would put those locks where you have your key in it, you know?
Yeah.
And you can kind of
give her address.
She saw.
Go ahead and give her address.
She gave people like 24 hours. She put a note and said, "Hey, I don't like how these bike locks are on the front of our gate." And she gave people like I think it was 3 days. And then she had somebody come out with a saw and saw off.
Who
all
is
the
she?
Locks. Barbara, the homeowners association president.
Tell Barbara she can. Dude, I want to make a shirt.
Shake it up your ass sideways, bitch.
Dude, you should get Barbara on this show.
That would be funny.
Do you think that's how the guy broke his dick by trying to stick it in sideways?
Oh God, Jason, you missed that, dude.
No, I
did. You hear about
it?
Okay, yeah, that's gnarly, huh? The first person ever to break it vertically. We were trying to figure out what that meant. They said that there've been horizontal breaks, but
hey,
not vertical.
Jason,
breaks.
Try to break your dick vertically.
What do you think that means? A vertical break versus a horizontal break? No. Okay.
Nothing.
That's the same face he had for "What's Up My Ass."
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that is.
Dude, can you find that
face.
Video? People love our videos.
What's it called?
What is it called?
What's in my ass? Or something?
No. Up your butt.
Up your butt.
No. $1 million blowout. It's called. We play it.
It is.
Yeah, we can play it.
It is $1 million
unless
blowout.
We can play it unless you want to sue your own show. And
yeah, I will sue my own show. But let's see what. Let's end on one of the greatest performances of all time. Jason,
this is going to get me royalty. Johnny, while you're looking that up, I got a question for Sam about the Cosby thing. Because that's right when I came in. And I don't know if you guys talked about this, but do you think Cosby is going to start trying to go after Hannibal Buress?
Well, Johnny was talking about how he looks pretty feeble
now. Yeah, he looks frail.
But he's got enough money to send the dogs.
I mean, does he? I mean, how much money did he spend?
Oh, I'm sure he's got money.
What if his wife's like, he's never getting out. I'm going to spend all this money. And he gets out. It's like, oh, crap.
I tell you who stood by him was that co-star of his on the Cosby Show, his wife. You know, she's been on Twitter just blasting away saying he's wrongly accused and all this shit.
Ahmad Rashad's wife, Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, Felicia Rashad, right. Yeah.
Are they still together?
I don't know. His daughter's beautiful,
she
by the
seems,
way. His daughter.
She
is,
are
Rashad's
you telling
daughter.
Me that a famous black person had a hot daughter?
Ahmad Rashad's daughter is hot. Yeah. I'm having
who's hotter? Ahmad Rashad's daughter or Dwayne Wade's son? Who's the hotter chick?
Dude, I'm having trouble finding this. I used to just type $1 million blowout and it would come up. $1 million blowout.
Sam Tripoli $1 million blowout. Look it up.
Yeah, I didn't. There's nothing for that.
Naughty show.
Oh, wait. I know. I found it. Okay.
Here we go. This one's
Jason, you won't be able to
see
this.
One of the best game shows ever.
One of the best. Will you be able to hear it?
I'm our medical lead.
What is that?
I don't even.
I can hear it.
Jason, you won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to
hear it.
And let's just end on this. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to everybody.
So, Jason, real quick, we're going to end on this. Yeah. Tell them where they can find all of your wonderful stuff.
Go to YouPorn, Google, white guy gets what's coming to him. No, go anywhere you will get music, iTunes, it's everywhere. It's on just about every platform that there is. It's on like 40 different platforms. But COVIDiot, and congratulate Johnny for all of the artwork and the cover of it's really cool.
Again, yeah, it's absolutely the greatest album cover of the year.
I wish I could see it, Johnny. Why don't you show us it real quick?
Yeah,
stop
sure.
talking crap.
Oh yeah, people are watching and showing what it looks like, Johnny.
Since I wanted to see your name, so many times your name gets I call you Teeb and it gets corrected to Teen. Teen.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
I am not. I am over 18. Do not cancel me, Johnny. Do not call me a teen. I have no associations with teens whatsoever.
That we know of.
Are you excited, Jason, that they can finally pay players? Are you excited you can finally start making some money being a D1 athlete?
Where the fuck is the mouse?
Yeah. I'm more of a D-throat athlete.
Oh, I get what you said there.
You know what I'm getting, out there, Sammy?
I see what you did there. Let's see.
If Dick Sucking was an Olympic
Johnny, you're
sport,
in it. How come I didn't make the cover, Johnny?
Because you had nothing to do with it, literally.
The amount of people that say that to me.
Yeah, so see, it's Jason performing for cutouts, which it was his idea. I think it's brilliant.
I think it was funny. I see Brody.
I think it's a really good
I see multiple versions of Johnny.
No, there's only one of me. There's multiple Jeff Scott.
One,
that's not me.
Two,
I see. He's being funny.
Possibly him.
He's being
possibly
funny.
Possibly him. Where's Jeff there's Scott?
That, Jeff Scott's
there's giant,
there with a Ciro
he's
shirt
there a
on.
Couple times.
He's there. Is that Jeff Scott
right
dressed as a chimpanzee or something? Or as a skeleton?
Yeah, the tar monster.
Yeah,
that was his Halloween
right
costume.
Here he is right here, Jeff Scott. I'm here one time. I'm right here up at the
top. Where are you, Johnny?
Up in the top in the dark.
I can't believe I didn't make the big board.
Well, it's mostly dead people and the guy. Look who's
I can't believe.
Yeah, it's all pretty cover related. But then there's the
I can't believe
that black
big
guy
black
with the
dick
giant dick.
And that guy was
that
a
black
gay
dude
guy.
With the giant dick.
The amount of butthole. I mean, do you want to break your dick sideways? Try shoving that dick in a butthole.
It might actually be better for him. He has, you know, could just kind of do like a sort of a turning thing now.
Oh, my God.
You can only take part of it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Here we go. This is called
I can't
Million
recommend
Dollar.
It highly enough, though. COVIDiot by Jason.
Yeah, guys. Bible. Thanks for having
me
on.
We should probably spell that. It's Jason, J-A-Y-S-O-N, Tebow, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T.
It is in the description, right, Johnny?
Yeah, it'll be. The link will be in the description.
Check it out.
So we're gonna end now with
we're gonna end this on one of the greatest sketches of all time, a classic called Million Dollar Blowout with Jason Tebow. And you saw Fake Heat. Jason and I have been doing videos for a long time. We were way ahead of our time, and nobody gave us any credit.
And now you guys, we don't.
But now we're too old to get laid.
And here's your host once again, Sam Stone.
Million Dollar Blowout, the show where you can keep every single dollar that you can shove up your butt. That's right. Just like last week, stay sharp.
I'll say this. Sam has this, when he does this presenter voice, he starts whispering, and it's the bane of my editing life because he gets really quiet. And check out Blue Chew at bluechew.com.
Johnny, this...
And he does that throughout this. Listen to his presenter voice.
Congratulations, Gay Sheriff. All right, let's take a little time to meet our contestants. Say hello one more time to Earl Etheridge, everybody.
Hey, everybody. We gotta hurry.
Earl, I hear you're a kindergarten teacher in Detroit. Would you like to say hi to all the children back at the Kennedy Elementary
School? Ask the next question, man. We gotta hurry.
Okay.
Wait, did you grow that little patch of hair?
I had that for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sam, if you're listening, Sam has a little patch of hair under
his
lip.
It's one of the many looks I had.
Yeah.
Hey, so you've got 24,600.
It's like the upside down Hitler, basically, is what
yeah,
he's got.
Yeah, it really is. It's a reverse Hitler.
Your ass. It's two out of the three of your lifelines. You use loot and higher denomination. All you have left now is the Minuteman. That's right. He's going to pack your ass like a cannon full of cash.
Get the goddamn Minuteman.
That's the spirit. If you answer this next question correctly, you can literally be sitting on $50,000 in cold hard cash.
You gotta go.
Your next question is in the field of mathematics. The question is,
why are you
what is 3 times 2?
It's six. 3 times 2 is 6.
Okay, I'm waiting to hear the buzz.
I'm the only contestant.
Still waiting.
Jason's pressing his button.
Earl! Six, man! Why are there questions? I'm the only guy here!
That's correct, Earl! No, right! Miniman! Grab that cat!
Oh, God! Mouthing the words. That's so fun. That was the best plus. Who is that? Who's the Miniman?
Don!
Little Lord!
Don Bear?
Don.
Oh! So close!
Floated
so up there. That's a porn star.
At the end. Oh no, you're taking home the home edition of $1 million.
So sad there weren't more episodes of $1 million.
Johnny, that porn star was Aaliyah Gillette, I believe, and I think at one point, Gareth Reynolds banged her.
Did he?
Yeah, which is like most of my co-hosts bang a lot of women on my show, except for you, Johnny. You're the only one who's never banged any chicks that have been on any of my show.
I made a mistake of getting hitched, you know, like partnered up before.
A little too late.
A little too soon. Yeah.
A little too late for the action. Did Jason leave?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah.
Ah, all right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Johnny Woodard Presents Broken Sin with Johnny Woodard and his trusty sidekick slash possibly intern, Sam Tripoli. This has been a great show. Please make sure you rate and review.
Yes.
Spread this out. Cut it up. Chop it up. Dirty Dance. Havana Nights.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to have about the way it works where we place ads. I'm going to have about 30 ads that are going to go at the end of this video right now. So if you want to just help us out, just let this shit play. Listen to some ads. See what kind of brainwashing that the government wants to put onto you.
Brainwash, brainwash, brainwashing.
Yeah. We're going to start those now.